The next point with respect to these two mythologies and the words that have come out of them is this. Eastward of Iran, in India and China, which carried the old mythology up into the present world, the idea of the Dharma, of the Tao, and so forth, this is all very, very ancient stuff. The notion is that the ultimate mystery of the universe, the ultimate being, if we can call it that, is beyond human thought, is beyond all human knowledge. It is beyond all categories of thought. Even to ask, is it one or is it many? Those are categories of thought. Even to ask, is it or is it not, being and non-being? Those are categories of thought. It is absolutely beyond all thinking. It is transcendent of all categories. To ask as we do, is the divine power loving, merciful, just? Does it love these people more than those? Does it love me? This is not regarded as very sophisticated thinking. And yet the next point is that that which is transcendent of all thought, namely the being of beings, to use a verbalization, is the very essence of your own being. It is imminent. It is right here now, here in this watch, on this, in this table I'm speaking from. You can take any object from this point of view and draw a ring around it and regard it in the mystery of its being, not knowing what it is, because you don't know what it is. This is a watch and we know what to do with it and all that kind of thing, but ultimately what the being of the substance of it is, this is absolutely mysterious. And the being of this, the mystery of the existence of this watch, is identical with the mystery of the being of the universe, so that any object, a stick, a stone, a human being, an animal, can be placed in the center of a mystery circle of that kind and regarding its dimension of mystery as a perfectly proper support for meditation. Already in the 8th century Upanishad, the Chandogya Upanishad, the key word is stated, tattvamasi, you are it. The whole sense of these religions is to bring about in the individual a sense of his, an experience of his identity with that mystery which is the mystery of being. You are it. Not the you, however, that you cherish. Not the you that you distinguish from the other. You can ask yourself, well, the formula is a way of identifying yourself with the witness and not with what is beheld. I behold my body, I am not my body. I know my thoughts, I am not my thoughts. I experience my feelings, I am not my feelings. I am the experiencer, I am the witness. And then the Buddha comes along and says, there's no witness either. You drive yourself out the back of the wall this way. And so we come to this point. Anything that you can name is not it, that you can name in yourself. You are not it, and yet you are it. And that oxymoron, that self-contradictory statement, is the key to the mystery of, that we call the mystery of the East. But it's the mystery of our own mystics as well, many of them. Many of them were burned for having said that. Because west of Iran, in the traditions that have come from the Near East, namely Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, that is the prime heresy. God has created the world. Creator and creature are not the same. Now, we regard things, and our theology thinks of things normally in its normal discourse from the point of view of waking consciousness, Aristotelian logic. A is not A. But on another level, and this is the level to which all religions finally refer, even our own, where on the upper level it doesn't seem to refer to this, the ultimate mystery is these two are one. And